You're listening to SBS News.
Israel Folau has seen his fair share of rugby scrums, but nothing like the media pack that confronted him today in Sydney. The 62-time Wallaby faced the Fair Work Commission, hoping to come to a settlement agreement with Rugby Australia.
Is it true that Rugby Australia offered you money to take your Instagram post down?
Mr. Folau spoke briefly on his way into the hearing.
Feeling good, mate, feeling good.
You think you're going to get a hearing today? You think you're going to get an outcome today?
I'm hoping for an apology, you know. That'd be great.
Only last night, the 30-year-old claimed in a television interview that Rugby Australia had offered him money to take down the controversial Instagram post, a claim flatly denied by the governing body. Folau was all smiles as he prepared for the showdown with his former bosses, but Rugby Australia CEO Raelene Castle stayed quiet. She entered the meeting via an underground car park. 3.5 hours later, Folau emerged, but there was no settlement. Folau's lawyer, George Harros, says he is disappointed.
We are disappointed that we were unable to reach a settlement with Rugby Australia today.
While Folau thanked his supporters.
Look, very, very disappointed about the outcome today, but I'd like to thank all those that have supported me throughout this time, and I'll continue to stand up for the freedoms of all Australians.
Rugby Australia said in a statement, Rugby Australia and New South Wales Rugby Union are incredibly disappointed that today's Fair Work conciliation has been unsuccessful and did not reach a resolution. We remain confident in our processes and will continue to do what is required to defend the values that underpin our game. But it appears there is no middle ground between Folau and the governing body. Today's hearing was the first and a largely procedural step in a legal battle that promises to go the distance. University of Sydney employment law lecturer Giuseppe Carabetta believes the case will end up in the federal court.
I'll be very surprised if they do, given the background again, if they do end up in arbitration by consent. So they will then head towards the federal court. That's what I'm expecting.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.